Chapter 3. Dana threw letters in a mailbox and crossed off one more line in her notebook. She always wrote down all the errands for the day according to destination. The closest would be first and the farthest last, so she could use her time economically. She had to do it, otherwise she could get lost in her tasks. As the personal assistant of a magazine editor, she had her hands full. Dana stopped when "Mexican Hat Dance" blared out of her oversized handbag. She pulled out her cell phone and put it to her ear. Her boss didn't like to wait. He, of course, wouldn't say anything, but she knew. She knew him pretty well after 3 years of working together. "Hello?" Dana said without looking at the phone display. There was a silence on the phone. Again. She looked at the caller ID. "Private," it said. She shoved the phone back in her bag. All week somebody had called but didn't talk. Last night, 2 times. Her mother assumed it was one of her ex-boyfriends. Dana would have agreed if her only one, her mother was sure Dana had a crowd of men following her, had moved to China more than a year ago, and it didn't look like he was going to come back anytime soon. He hadn't called once. Her mother insisted she take care of this silent admirer. Her mother wanted to call the police, find out who the joker was, and arrest him. Yeah, right, arrest. Dana didn't like that idea or any other that came from her mother's mouth. She was involved in Dana's life too much already, and always to the extreme. So Dana promised to find out the phone number of the caller herself, but there was always so much work for her boss and not enough time for her own stuff. She would take care of it this weekend. Okay, Starbucks, Dana thought. The boss would die without his twice-a-day latte. If only his wife knew how much coffee he drank. She always talked about caffeine and how bad it was for people. Dana dropped her notebook in her bag and walked to her car. The morning was sunny and calm. The plaza in front of the post office was almost empty. She crossed the road while digging in her bag for the car key. There were always too many things in her bag, and keys were always the most difficult to find. She even put a silk scarf on them, as one of the editors has suggested, but it didn't seem to help much. Her boss called her the most organized one. Dana heard the motor of a fast-approaching car and looked up. She saw a black truck racing in her direction. It was moving too fast toward the crosswalk. Too fast to step away.